Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
How is everybody doing today on this least beautiful morning with no rain in sight for right now? And we are so glad to see you. And it's so good to see so many wearing red today. I was telling somebody earlier this morning that I said, I do not have anything red except a sweater. And I said, I'm not wearing a sweater in this weather. But we are so glad that you're here today on this Pentecost Sunday and celebrating together. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about how Pentecost is not just a date on the Christian calendar, but means oh so much more. And we'll be looking at that. So we want to welcome all of you. We're glad you're here today. We want to welcome those that might be listening online. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be.
Join together there in our bulletin for our call to worship this morning. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit. Stir in our hearts, Holy Spirit. Listen, do you hear the wind blowing? Let's join together. I know we don't sing this a lot, but we're going to sing it this morning. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Hopefully you'll remember it again and pick up on it.
They were in an upper chamber. They were all with one accord. When the Holy Spirit descended, as was promised by the send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, the power from heaven descended with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them as the Lord said he would send. Oh, power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this old-time power was given to our ancestors who were true. This is promised to believers, and we all may have it too. Power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize.
Let's sing the refrain again.
Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Holy Spirit, power of God, come and fill us with your strength. May you touch each of us and gift us as your community. May your wind blow away our fears and fill us with your power, that we may welcome everyone in Christ's name. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And since this is, and I don't have this in the bulletin, but since it is Memorial Day weekend and everything, we're going to take a moment of silence, to remember those who gave their lives for our country. And then we're going to join together for a litany this morning, kind of like our call to worship. I'll read the regular part and then the italics underlying part you will read. It's kind of in the form of a prayer this morning. So let's begin with a moment of silence. Let's join together as we pray. We remember, O Lord, those who lost their lives in service to our country. We remember their bravery as they stepped into danger so that we could be safe. We remember their families, O Lord, who miss them dearly. Remind us, O Lord, to be grateful for the freedom we have here in our nation.
We ask your blessing upon our country and those leading us. Give them wisdom to serve our land and compassion.
We remember, O Lord, those who currently serve in the military.
We ask your blessing upon them. Keep them safe and guide them. Remind them that we are grateful for their service. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to invite our kids this morning if they would make their way down. We got a few this morning. I wasn't sure how many we were going to have this because of the holiday weekend and everything. And how are you guys doing? Good. Let me ask you a question. Do you guys have like a fire pit outside that Dad gets going and everything, and then you kind of sit around it at night sometimes when it's a little cooler? Not at night? Now, wait a minute. One's saying no and one's saying yes. I'm sure you do. A lot of people out in the country do that. So have you ever cooked hot dogs on it? On a stick? You ever done that? Or marshmallows? On a stick? Marshmallows? Or made... what's the...
S'mores.
Thank you. I was going to say graham cracker, but that's not enough. Yeah. We need chocolate. I have chocolate in there. And have you ever made those before? Oh, yeah. Those are good. Yeah. And I remember as a kid, we'd take a stick and put that little marshmallow on it. Some of my friends loved them burnt. Do you like your burnt? What? I just like mine just browned up just enough on the outside and everything like that. Have you ever, when you were doing that and holding that stick, or sometimes we have those little metal things with the two prongs that you can do it now, you can put four, squeeze more marshmallows on the prong stick. Have you ever felt, you got, when you were getting closer, you're like, whoa, that's hot. And sometimes dads will get that fire going so that those coals down towards the bottom are real hot. And then you just kind of put them down there to get them browned up or warmed up down there. But that fire is really hot, isn't it? Yes. And sometimes you're like, you like back away and your face is all hot and red because you were cooking them. And that's the unique thing about fire, is how hot it gets. Well, it's interesting that in Scripture that God, and you can see that flame right there, that God is sometimes equated with a flame of fire. Now, we're not saying, I don't think the Bible's saying that God is a flame, but it's just kind of a metaphor to help us understand something about God, that God brings warmth, that God brings light, that God purifies, all these different things. So one of the times that happens is when God speaks to Moses out of a burning bush in the desert in the book of Exodus. Another time is when God appears at night as a pillar of fire that leads the Israelites through the wilderness or desert at night when they're traveling. Now, when we get to the New Testament, one of the key things is the story in the book of Acts about the day of Pentecost. And we just sang about it. Those tongues, or really, I don't know why the King James used the old language, tongues of fire. Because when I think of tongues, I think of, you know. But how could that be on fire? So it's like little flames of fire. That kind of, it looked like appeared above the disciples' heads. You won't get to see it, the older folks will, when you guys go downstairs, but I have a picture that I'm going to have up there on PowerPoint this morning that kind of illustrates that. But when the Holy Spirit, who represents the Spirit of Jesus and God's Spirit, or God, that came over the disciples and empowered them to go out and do the things that God called them to do in life. And it's like a fire. Now, have you ever heard of somebody say, it's like a fire burning inside you. You just got to do it. Sometimes we use the word passion. Do you have a passion to play soccer? Do you have a passion to do math? Anybody have a passion to do math? Hey, I've met some students of my niece that have a passion to do math, and they went on to be math teachers. Or whatever it may be, there's a passion, there's a desire, there's a fire to do that. And it's kind of, in other words, it's another metaphorical language used. But in this instance, I think it's trying to convey, at the birth of the church, there was a passion to get out there and tell people about what God has done through Jesus. And that's for us today. That God, we can say, God, light your fire in us and help us to be your children and to do what you want us to do in life. Sometimes we need a little fire. We need a little fire. Have you ever heard somebody say, we need, I'm going to be a little blunt here, so don't. They need a little fire under their rear ends. And why do they sometimes parents say that, or others, maybe like a boss, because sometimes people are lazy or they don't want to do something, or they're not getting something done, and they use that expression. Well, here again, we see that God gives us the fire so we carry out the things that God wants us to do in life. Okay, you guys can go on downstairs this morning. And while they're heading down, we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. We will let you do that as we go to prayer this morning. So somebody this morning. Yep.
Three unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken right off the bat. There's probably two more, I bet. So, yep.
My fifth great grand son. Got a boy.
Ah.
5 pounds.
5 pounds. Good. Congratulations. That's wonderful. Well, I thought about using that term, you know, putting a fire under, but I didn't say it that way. Somebody else. Yes. Okay. Somebody else. Yep.
Unspoken and Ellie Granlin.
Yes. Yep. Somebody else. I know I saw a couple of hands back there. Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. And
Brad Natalie Whitney. She is in the hospital. She has so many issues and she really needs prayer.
That's Brad again, right?
Brad.
Yeah. Okay.
And a joy. My great granddaughter, I have everybody praying because she had an earache and her sister has died of meningitis. The medicine worked and they got the flight home last night. And the other joy was Miami East graduation. It was wonderful.
Good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because you had a grandson that graduated, didn't you? Yeah, John, yeah. All right, somebody else? I thought there was another one over here earlier, but I may have missed it. Anybody else this morning?
The people of Kansas, the tornadoes are the terrible flooding.
Oh, wow, I did not hear about that.
Around the base, yeah.
Okay. Was it close to the base area there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes, we definitely want to keep that in prayer. Someone else this morning. There they go.
Christiansburg community, they were flooded really bad yesterday. They couldn't get in or out of town for a while.
Huh. Didn't know that either. Okay. I did, though, see driving through the country here, out here yesterday. We were going to a cutting across to come to a graduation party here at the church. I saw corn shucks out on the roads, and I thought, oh, there must have been water floating up enough to bring that stuff out, which we've seen before. So, someone else. Yep.
Just keep my brother in his prayers. He had open heart surgery. I saw him yesterday, and he wasn't doing real good, but they said the surgery went well.
Okay, and his first name?
Dwayne.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Sorry. Dwayne. All right. Someone else. Yes.
I don't know whether you call it a joy or concern, but out at the campground yesterday, the creek came up in the morning, and they worked a big part of the day getting people pulled out before the creek got up into their campers. Luckily, everybody got out fine.
That's good. And that is kind of both, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, to pray that dissipates and... Yes, and plus thankful that it did not come and get up in the campers and other sites. Yeah, okay. Somebody else.
Greg Baker.
Yep, he's on our monthly list. We've been praying for Greg. And
Thursday back in Columbus for
this Thursday he goes back. Okay, gotcha. Definitely want to keep him in our prayers. Yep, we've had him all through the month of May on our list, and it might have been April too, so I want to remember him. Someone else. Someone else this morning. All right. Several there. You know, I guess I could take Jody off. We've been praying for her. When I saw her, she was doing a little skip and dance at the house. No, I'm just kidding. But she's doing great. One of the quickest, fastest recovery things I've ever seen, and somebody having a hip replacement, and yes, but we do want to continue praying for Smoke. He is doing so much better. I saw him the other day at the rehab center in Vandalia. They're just trying to get him strong enough and get his balance. And then he may get to come home then. So we want to remember Smoke, especially on that balance issue. And also, he's kind of got reoccurring congestive heart where he's got fluid that builds up and they drain it off and everything. Yes, so appreciate your prayers for him. But he's totally different than when I saw him a few days after surgery. And I saw Ellie too. Ellie has had a stroke, and when they did the MRI, they found out that this is her second stroke, and she did not know about that. Pray that for full healing and recovery, and watching her sugar, because it was very high. And so the lots of just different things there for Ellie. So anybody else before we go to prayer? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken there. All right. Anybody else? Okay. While she plays a little bit there, you can pray there quietly in your seats. If maybe one of these names comes to your mind, just offer up a prayer to God. Or maybe you came in here today and you're carrying some kind of burden or concern of your own life, or maybe for somebody else that you couldn't share or didn't feel comfortable sharing. You're welcome to lift that up to the Lord there in your seats, and then I'll come and close us out. Thank you. Lord, as we pause today, we are so grateful for the nation that we live in, for the freedoms that we have and the blessings, and for those that did sacrifice and give their lives so that we might enjoy everything that we have today. Lord, we are also grateful for Jesus. As Carla was just playing it so wonderfully, Jesus paid it all. And because of that, because of what he did, that we now have the Holy Spirit. And that's why we celebrate Pentecost, the Holy Spirit that empowers us and equips us and gifts us that we may go out and make a difference in our world and community. And not only that, but as Paul said in Romans 8, that empowers us to pray when we don't know exactly how to pray in certain situations. So Holy Spirit, come amongst us today. Pray through us today. Fill us to overflowing that we might be empowered to be your lights in this world. And we're grateful and thankful for that. And now we ask, Lord, for those that were mentioned, God, that you would come and touch each one. Lord, for Ellie today, God, may you bring healing and restoration and strength to her. That left side that's been weakened by the stroke, Lord, we ask for full recovery and that you would mend and heal there. For Bretta today, God, we ask that you would touch her and do a miracle there in her body and give her that faith and strength that she needs. We pray for Dwayne, God. Thank you for bringing him through that surgery. And Lord, as he's recovering, God, we just ask for your touch upon him. Lord, we lift up Greg as he's going to be going in Thursday and this new treatment, Lord. We just ask for your guidance. We pray that he won't have any reactions and difficulties with this one like he did with some of the others, and that you would bring wholeness and healing there. Lord, we lift up Smoke to you today, that you would continue to bring healing to him. Help him, Lord. Give him that strength and everything that he needs with so that his balance will be good and that you will bless him. Lord, we lift up those facing the floodings. Lord, we think about Kansas with the tornado and floodings. Lord, we just lift up those folks right now, asking for your mercy and grace. Thank you for organizations and groups and churches and others that are on the ground working there. We think about some of the flooding in our areas around here, God, and just ask for your grace and strength through all of that. And Lord, we do lift up the 7 unspoken requests that were mentioned today. Lord, you know each one of them. We just ask your touch upon whatever those needs may be, God, today. And even those that prayed just moments ago, Lord, for maybe something in their life or somebody they know that they didn't mention. Lord, we just agree for them today, for that prayer request, God, that you would work in that situation by your grace and your love today and mercy. And Lord, we are thankful for that. Lord, those on our monthly list, God, we continue to lift up all of them. Lord, we think about so many that are going through treatments, facing cancer. And Lord, we just ask that you would bring healing and strength and grace to them and faith in the midst of that. We think about the men and women that are on there for other reasons today, God. We lift up each of them, and that your touch will be with every one of those names today. And Lord, we pray for the rest of our service together. Lord, as we break the bread of your word, may you feed our souls. May you give us strength. May you refresh us by your spirit today. May the wind of your spirit come and blow through us once again, Lord, that we might not only be purified and cleaned, but that you will empower us once again to be your faithful servants in this world. And then, Lord, as we come to the table, may you grace us as we touch Jesus today at the table as he feeds us and ministers to us. As we ask all of these things in his precious name, our Savior and Lord, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer. We were talking a little bit about that in our Bible study for a moment this morning, how important prayer is in the community of faith. Well, now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, and we thank you so much for your faithfulness. However you give, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or however, we're thankful and grateful, and we know that God is the one who takes care of us and blesses us in that process. So as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Let's join together for our prayer of dedication there in the bulletin this morning. Holy One, your breath sustains us all. Grateful for your care, we bring these gifts. May they spread your love to all people. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages this morning. Both of them are lectionary readings for Pentecost Sunday today. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22, and then Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And you can follow along there on the PowerPoint this morning. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors, because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And when the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I'm sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Then Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, when Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound from heaven like the howling of a fierce wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, Reverend Watson, a Congregationalist minister, received a call from a woman who was quite distressed over the death of her pet cat, Samantha. She asked the minister to conduct a funeral service for her cat. The minister explained that, well, that's kind of contrary to congregational polity and to conduct funerals for animals, and referred her to a friend, a Methodist pastor. Later, Watson learned that the Methodist pastor had referred to her to a Presbyterian minister who had referred her to someone else. A day later, the grieving pet owner called Watson back, who was her pastor, still upset. She said that she was at her wit's end and couldn't find a minister to conduct Samantha's funeral and didn't know what to do. So she said she planned to donate $10,000 to the church of the minister who performed the service for her beloved Samantha. Pastor Watson said to her, "Well, why didn't you tell me that Samantha was a Congregationalist in the first place?" Money changes things, doesn't it? Pentecost this morning. Pentecost. I wrestled around with some titles, but I wanted to keep it kind of general there this morning. Because, as you saw up on the PowerPoint earlier, Pentecost is not just a date on our calendar that we do everything in red and we have one day to celebrate it and that's all there is. Because from our readings today, Pentecost, if I could say it this way, is the moment when fearful disciples became fearless witnesses. Let me say that again. Pentecost is the moment when fearful disciples became fearless witnesses. It is the moment when locked doors could no longer hold back the power of God. It is the moment when the breath of Christ became the fire of the Spirit. In John chapter 20, which the first 18 verses tells the story about Jesus' resurrection. But the verses that we read there in verse 19 is after all that took place. And Mary had told them that she had seen the risen Jesus, that they were hiding behind closed doors because they were afraid that the Jewish authorities were going to come after them too. They're locked behind closed doors. But in Acts chapter 2, those same disciples are standing boldly before the world proclaiming the good news of the gospel. What happened between the locked room and the open streets? The Holy Spirit happened. That's what. So let's look at it this morning. And we're going to look at it closely in connection with Christ in our lives this morning. And some significant things that happen that are given to us because of that. So let's look at it here. First of all, there's peace. Peace. Christ meets us behind closed doors. Well, if I could read that over again, and I've said it now three times, or twice, this will be the third time. The disciples are locked behind closed doors because they're afraid. Here's what I want you to see as part of that. Fear has a way of locking doors. Locking doors or closing doors on us in life. Fear can lock our worship. Fear can lock our witness. Fear can lock our futures. Fear can mess with our decisions and our minds and our thinking. But faith opens locked doors. Think about it for a minute. The disciples had seen miracles. They had walked with Jesus and saw what he could do. Yet now they are paralyzed by uncertainty and fear. And they didn't know what to do about it. Maybe you're here today and fear has locked you up or locked you behind a closed door. Maybe something specific or something that's happening that just gets in there and messes with us. If you've ever faced it, you know what I'm talking about this morning. Because I've been there, even in the last couple weeks, and how it's affected me. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the future, fear of what comes next, fear of the unknown, and a whole other host of them. But I love what happens next in those, behind those locked doors. And I want you to catch this morning. The risen one appears and delivers a word of peace. Locked doors. Hear me this morning. Locked doors cannot stop the risen Jesus. Our anxieties cannot stop him. Our fears cannot stop him. Our past cannot stop him. Our disappointments cannot stop him. Are you catching me this morning? I hope you're hearing what I'm saying this morning. Maybe somebody just needs to hear this morning. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. He steps right. Listen to me. He steps right into the faithful places. Or sorry, the fearful places that we are in. And speaks peace to us. Jim, peace to you. Carla, peace to you. Carrie, peace to you. Doesn't matter. Every one of us, he speaks peace to us. Not condemnation, not disappointment. Did you notice that? You know, when they were walking, the disciples with Jesus, there was three or four times in the various gospel writings that says, Jesus said, "Oh, you faithless disciples." But here, in this instance, after everything they had witnessed and saw and experienced, and they're locked in fear, Jesus doesn't condemn them. He doesn't say anything about how I'm so disappointed in you. He doesn't get angry at them, but he speaks peace. And before Christ sends power into our lives, he has to speak peace into us. Peace. So that leads me to my second part, and that's power. Power. Christ pneuma. Now I'm going to tell you about that in a minute here. So Jesus, we are told there in John, Jesus breathes his very essence into his followers. And says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And his essence is his pneuma. And pneuma is the Greek word for spirit, wind, or breath. It's a hagios, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Breath, the Holy Wind of God. And see, the thing is what we need to see this morning that about Pentecost is the church is born from the very essence of Christ. You know, it's later in Acts when Luke kind of tells us that a group of the Christians in a certain region were starting to be called Christians, or little Christs, or little anointed ones. And I think that's because we've experienced and received a little bit of the essence of Christ into our being. Just as God blew the living breath into the body of the human in Genesis chapter 2, and that human then became a living being, so now Christ breathes his spirit, his very essence of resurrection life, into his disciples and then sends them out in the world. And if you think about it, the church is alive because we have been infused with the eternal and unchanging essence of Christ. I hope you can grab a hold of that today, who breathes it into us. And this isn't just a one-time thing. When we're struggling, when we're going through a difficulty, we can say and pray, Lord, fill me again with your very essence. Fill me again with your very spirit. And empower me and give me peace so I can walk through this at this time. And that leads me then to this part of it, is Christ empowers the church through the Holy Spirit for witness and service. That's what Acts 2 is really about. If we had kept on reading through the rest of chapter 2, we would see Peter get up boldly and stand. You know, the same Peter that denied Jesus 3 times when people were asking and confronting him. The disciples are together, they're praying, they're waiting, and suddenly, sometimes God does things suddenly in our lives. We might have been praying for years and then suddenly out of nowhere, an answer comes. The wind, the breath of Christ fills the house. Fire hovered over them and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Power descended into them. Pentecost reminds us that the church, or reminds us that Christ empowers ordinary people to do extraordinary things in life. Christ lights a fire in his people so that they can shine in dark places. And let me tell you, our nation and our world desperately needs, listen to me, don't take this wrong, our nation doesn't need necessarily to come back to God. The church needs to come back to Jesus. And we need to become his lights in our world once again. Because until people in our world and our nation are touched with the light of Christ, you can't enforce morality or whatever else you want to happen. We have to come to Jesus again and be that light in our nation and be touched by the breath and fire of the Holy Spirit. Frightened disciples behind closed doors become blazing disciples in everyday life because they sought God and asked for help. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Changing fear into faith, confusion into clarity, weakness into boldness, spectators into service. Today, Jesus walks behind and into locked rooms full of fear. Still speaks peace to troubled minds. Still breathes life into weary souls. And still empowers seeking people. Pentecost, may the fire of the Holy Spirit burn brightly in us. Amen. and amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts this morning to gather at the table and share in the Lord's Supper together. And as we do that, as we do each time we gather, we begin with a prayer of thanksgiving and confession and ask the Lord to work in our hearts and forgive us and cleanse us and do something new in us, whatever we may be praying about each time. So today on this Pentecost Sunday, as we celebrate at the table, let us open our hearts to the Lord by joining together there in praying the prayer on the PowerPoint this morning. Would you join with me? Awesome God, send your Spirit with power and grace upon us and upon the gifts of your table. With the breath of your Christ, let us taste his passion from this bread and be moved to act with compassion in his name. With the wind of your Spirit, let us taste the renewing love of Christ that refreshes us from this cup and be moved to greet each day with fresh hope. Wash us and make us one with Christ and with each other. Amen. Receive that today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be forgiven. Walk in all those things that we prayed about this week and this coming week. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if our deacons and deaconesses will come and help to serve us this morning, there we will be bringing the bread and the cup to you in service. And so let's join together.
On that night in which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread and he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Later,
Jesus took the cup and gave thanks. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Sorry. As often as as Paul said, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we're proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Well, they're going to come around and collect. You can go ahead and take a few moments and greet one another, and then we're going to close out with our chorus to close out our service this morning. So take a moment. You can give your cup to them, and we will spend some time sharing the blessing and peace this morning. As we close out this morning, we're going to sing it through twice this morning. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, you. Sing it one more time. Make it your prayer this morning. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Let's join together for our benediction this morning. Go forth to proclaim the good news.
God welcomes everyone.
May the flame of God's Spirit rest upon us, blessing us with gifts of wisdom and compassion, and supporting us in seeing God in every person. Amen. Thank you.
like to see.